When we're young, we're often defined by the things that interest us most. These are things like art, literature, and music. As we grow, these interests tend to grow with us. For example, when I first began writing, recording, and performing music live, there were a good handful of bands that really kept me going. These are bands like Rush and Deep Purple, Sonic Youth, and lastly, Nirvana. Nirvana formed in the year 1986, and by the time of 1989 had released their first album, titled Bleach, to admittedly little commercial success. However, this album does serve as a landmark and a forefather to the grunge movement, and possibly even music as we know it. This is by no means their most important release, though. 1992's Incesticide garnered significantly more attention by the media, and 1994's In Utero went platinum. But for those of you who are not very familiar with Nirvana, you might know them for their seminal sophomore 1991 release titled Nevermind. Nirvana's success is a glimmering beacon of hope for all mediocre guitarists. Because they've shown us that by only playing a few notes a song and by singing pretty badly, you can become the world's next big band. And Nevermind is a testament to that mediocrity. Now, if you think that I've come here to praise Nevermind and praise Nirvana, I'm afraid you're mistaken. I've come here to bury it. The first track is titled Smells Like Teen Spirit, and honestly, there is not a thing that I can say about this song that has not been said before. The vocals are pretty lazy. The structure of the song is pretty boring. It has about four notes in it that just repeat over and over throughout the song. It goes a little something like this. Now, that going just like that for about 3 minutes or so can get a little repetitive and get a little bit boring, as you can probably tell. Now, the lyrics of the song also are a key thing I'd like to talk about. The lyrics really don't make any sense at all. I mean, a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido, yeah. These are the kind of lyrics that we'll be working with throughout really the entire album. And back to what I was saying about the structure of the song being boring, and pairing that with what I'm saying about the lyrics, you could really make the songs about just about anything. I mean, there's a desk there, and some chairs there, and some teachers. Hope they like me. Yeah. The second track is titled In Bloom, and this is kind of a rare situation where the second is better than the first, but better doesn't necessarily mean good. Really, the highlight of the second track, though, is the music video. The music video features Kurt Cobain, who is the lead singer, and the rest of the band, dressed not only as Buddy Holly, but also dressed in drag, which is quite an interesting stylistic choice for a band like Nirvana to choose. The third track is titled Come As You Are. And upon your first listen, you might think to yourself, hey, this riff is pretty good. It's nice, it's catchy. But by the time you've gotten back around from the chorus and the riff is going again, you might wonder if the song looped while you stopped paying attention. The fourth track is titled Breed, and quite literally starts with Kurt saying the phrase, I don't care, about 7 times before getting into any other vocals of any kind. Oh, Kurt, you don't care? That was obvious about 3 songs ago. The fifth track is titled Lithium, and by now, to the listener, it might have become very apparent that either Nirvana makes absolutely no effort to name drop the title of the song in the lyrics, or it seems like that's the only thing they say. Now, while Nirvana never says the word lithium in this song, the chorus of the song is solely consisting of the word yeah at various pitches and intervals. The sixth track is titled Polly. As a nice, slow, acoustic ballad, kind of a tender number, about a bird, I think. Really what it kind of comes off sounding like, though, is just an acoustic rendition of literally any other song on this album. The seventh track is titled Territorial Pissings, and starts with some unintelligible garble from the bass player. Now, I haven't said the bass player's name. That's because he's the bass player. They tend to not get that much recognition. That's okay, I can make that joke. I'm a bass player myself. The eighth track is titled Drain You, and admittedly has very little substance to it. However, the song does feature a nice breakdown towards the middle of the piece, which is the second quietest part in the entire album. The ninth track is titled Lounge Act, and I'm just going to be honest, I remember absolutely nothing about this song. Was it good? Was it bad? I hope it was short. If it followed suit with any of the other tracks on this album, though, it was probably just, eh? The 10th track is titled Stay Away, and you remember back on track 4, how they said the phrase, I don't care, a bunch of times before getting into any other vocals? This song runs into a similar problem with the phrase stay away, and is, ironically, a track you should probably stay away from. The 11th track is titled On a Plane, and boy is it plain. Really though, the last couple numbers on this album are not all that bad. I mean, sure, track 11 does kind of come off sounding like some derivative amalgamation of the band The Pixies and Space Hog. Remember the band Space Hog? Yeah, me neither. The 12th and final track is titled Something in the Way. And this is kind of a nice, slow acoustic ballad, yet again, where Kurt Cobain is serenading us with some lovely vocals and lyrics about a fish and its lack of feelings. Now, while this is the final track on the album, wait a minute! There's a bonus track! There's a bonus track! Yes, after approximately 13 minutes and 51 seconds of absolute silence, which I might add is the best part of the album, you get a bonus track! Now, this bonus track is really just Kurt screaming into the mics while they have guitars that are most assuredly out of tune at this point, and just high-gain feedback wailing in the background. Now, I know I've poked quite a lot of fun at this band, made a lot of jokes about the album here and there, but seriously, if you're considering getting into Nirvana as an avid listener, and you're thinking about starting with this album, never mind.